Thanks, Tom.
Anytime.
Keep the change. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning. We're good.
Okay. Picture Africa in your minds. Then picture Jerusalem right here. And then you go about 400 kilometers up north, and that's where you have Antioch, right? So we have Africa first. We have Jerusalem here. You go up 400 kilometers, we have Antioch. Jerusalem and Antioch. More specifically, the church in Antioch and the church in Jerusalem. Now, I mention these two cities because they're the geographical context of our passage. Acts 15 is one long narrative that begins in Antioch, continues in Jerusalem, and comes back to Antioch. So, Jerusalem, Antioch. That's the narrative, that's where this entire passage takes place. So, I should give you some context to Antioch. Jerusalem, I think we're all very familiar with, but Antioch was important, both to the Romans and the early Christians. You see, Antioch was the third most important city within the Roman Empire. After Rome, after Alexandria, it was Antioch. It was an international city, populated by Romans, Greeks, Jews, Syrians. It was a beautiful city, too. Two large temples to deities, a royal palace, multiple roads carrying traffic, vehicles, pedestrians, horses, luxury carriages. Antioch was a big, big, important city for the Romans. Now, but Antioch is also important to the Christian church, though. At the time of our passage, at Acts 15, Antioch, or rather the church in Antioch, was the center of the Christian missionary movement. It was the home base for Paul's missionary journeys. It was Paul's staging area to move the gospel from Jerusalem to Antioch, really to the rest of Europe. The Antioch church was at the forefront of Christian missions at this time, with Paul and Barnabas being the preeminent leaders in the Antioch church. And so it's only fair that at the frontiers of Christianity, in Antioch, at the frontier between this new Christianity and all these Gentiles, that where Christianity meets paganism, that we would encounter questions of doctrine, questions of what makes a Christian? What is salvation? Who is Jesus? How do we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? And so it is within this missionary context of Antioch, within a place of questions, that Acts 15 narrates a story based on a question of doctrine. So Acts 15 is a narrative based on a question of doctrine. And we begin, as we begin in Acts 15 verse 1, we learn that a group of individuals, most likely Jewish Christians, Jewish converts to the Christian faith, had come into Antioch, and they'd started to preach a message of circumcision. So listen to what they say in Acts 15:1. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, "Unless you're circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." They were, as I said, preaching a gospel of circumcision. Unless you're circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. In order to be saved, one must be circumcised. Now, as you can imagine, a great dispute came about between those preaching circumcision and Paul and Barnabas. And after a very heated exchange, the Antioch church decided to send Paul and Barnabas to the Jerusalem church. As I said before, Acts 15 begins in Antioch, but it continues into Jerusalem. Because while the Antioch church is the missionary staging ground, the Jerusalem church, along with its apostles, was still the ruling authority on all matters of faith. So you have Antioch as a staging area, Antioch where questions of doctrine come up, questions can't be answered. And so they moved to Jerusalem for judgment with the apostles, the elders of the Jerusalem church. And so Paul and Barnabas, they set out for Jerusalem. They are welcomed eventually by the church, the elders, the apostles in Jerusalem. And amidst this joy, the question that St. Paul and Barnabas arises again. This time, Acts tells us that some Christians who are Pharisees, the most legalistic of Jews, brought up again the question of circumcision. They too were preaching a gospel of circumcision. Acts 15:5 is what here's what they say in Acts 15:5. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said that Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said that Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses. And so, what follows must have been quite the decision. I mean, quite the discussion. The apostles and elders met to resolve the matter. Now, oddly, we don't have details of how the original discussion went. Was it a free-for-all? We don't know. Did people take turns? We don't know. Were small groups set up? We don't know. Acts is silent on this matter. What does matter are the conclusions drawn. What does matter are the conclusions drawn to what is known for some people as the Jerusalem Council. In fact, the conclusions are, there are a series of three responses to the Pharisees. Three voices, if you will. There's Peter's voice, testimony of Paul and Barnabas, and finally, the judgment of James. Let me say that another way. In the charge that the Pharisees make, the Gentile believers must be circumcised to attain salvation. In that charge, the apostles and elders at the Jerusalem church met to discuss the matter and ultimately responded in three voices, in three parts. Peter's, Paul and Barnabas, and finally, the judgment of James. I do know the three responses were not kept private. They were delivered in full view of the entire church. Acts tells us that the entire assembly was addressed. Now let's look at these responses though. These three responses, they're at the heart of Acts 15. That's where I want to focus today. So we look first at Peter's response. Peter draws the entire assembly, the entire church's attention to the fact that God had chosen Peter to specifically go to the Gentile, the household of Cornelius, the centurion, to preach the gospel. He was recounting the story that we all know from Acts chapter 10. Now Peter says this to the assembly in Acts 15 verses 7 to 9. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, and he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith." To sum up, Peter reminds the assembly that it is by God's sovereign choice to spread the gospel to